it has an agenda that they're going to serve. I don't know who's in charge of it or what it is, if it's like a headless monster.
Why? This is a question.
Walking backwards. Yeah. Something sacred.
I don't know the names of the creep songs. Those are
running in circles.
Just pop in and let play.
Sea of Glass.
The Flight and the Fall.
I love Ozzy. I think he's the true definition of a rock star. So care about
by your speakers. Anybody else have any interesting stories they don't want to come to tell?
This is Doug from After the Fall. Hey, this is John Lane from the Thriving Tropics of Leechburg, Pennsylvania.
The Pennsylvania Rock Show. Featuring the best unsigned rock that Pennsylvania has to offer.
Hey, it's the Pennsylvania Rock Show featuring the best unsigned rock and metal that Pennsylvania has to offer right here on PARockShow.com, MegaRockRadio.net, RootaRooRadio.com, BuildTheScene.com/radio, AltRockRadio.ca, XRPRadio.co.uk, and 107.1 FM St. Louis, Missouri. My name is Bill. This is episode number 489. And with me tonight is Natasha from the band Animus. What's up, Natasha?
Hey, how are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Good, thanks. Just sitting here eating some cake.
So off the air, you were talking about the cake a little bit. Whose birthday is it?
Well, it's my friend Alex's birthday. And actually, my friend Becca's birthday, too. But Becca fell down the stairs and broke her leg.
That's not a good birthday gift.
No, it was awful. So I have this cake that I got for Alex and Becca, but there's no Becca. So we saved her the piece with her name on it. I'm going to deliver it to her tomorrow.
So let's jump into things. And by the way, happy birthday, Becca and Alex, if you listen.
They're waving thank you. Well, one of them.
So where did the name Animus come from?
So we were looking for something that kind of described like a hostile attitude. And I think it was my bass player, Chad, that came up with the word Animus. He was like, it just kind of seems to fit like overall what we were trying to do with it. It definitely comes off as hostile. And like, if you look at the definition, it is like on our page, but it's like a strong dislike or enmity, hostile attitude, animosity. But it also, when we look deeper into it, apparently means the female creative souls. So we thought that was kind of cool with a female singer.
Cool. And I know you guys have recently played your first show. Do you want to talk about that a little bit?
Yeah, we got to go out to the Sidebar and play with Post Traumatic and A Common Crown. And it was a lot of fun. Really had a great time with them. And I think that overall, considering how many actual full practices we got in before playing our first show, it went very well for us.
And who else is in the band, and what parts do they have?
So we have Lee on guitar, and he brought Ethan with him. That's Lee Buck and Ethan Roberts. And they came over, and we were like kind of talking about like an idea for the band. And then they brought Chad into it, Chad Gallagher on bass. And like our second practice in, we brought in Cody for a second guitar. So they're all honestly some really, really incredible musicians, and it's just been a lot of fun to work with them.
Cool. I feel like deja vu has happened.
Yeah, I know. I'm trying, like, how did I say this before? I don't know.
This has happened a lot lately, so the listeners are like, that again?
Well, I'm just going to throw it out there, but Mercury retrograde, that's all I'm saying. It's in Gatorade.
So I'm going to throw that crazy question at you that I already asked you.
Oh, no.
Don't worry, there's more crazy coming.
Oh, good.
So if your future self called you right now, what would you ask your future self?
See, I'm trying to see if I can swear or not. Like, basically, why are you such a dumb bitch, pretty much? So beat me out if you have to. But, like, honestly, like, what were you thinking, child? But, hey, you're doing better, like, every day. So, you know, go you. Keep going. Plugging away. Hopefully my future self is going to be some, like, rich and famous sex therapist. So we'll see.
I forgot. You just got certified in that, right?
No, I'm almost graduated with my bachelor's. Yeah. And then I'll be getting my certification and my master's.
Well, good luck.
Thanks.
So continuing on with the odd questions. If I was flipping through my social studies book, which is one of the subjects I teach, and oh, before I forget, thanks Lou Lombardi for posting that question on Facebook earlier that I might have stolen.
Yes, thanks Lou.
The Ludini Hard Rock and I don't mess it up. Ludini Rock and Roll Circus, I believe is the name of his podcast. And Lily V6 is on that as well. She has Hot Licks with Lily V6. They're both on Rock Rage Radio if you want to check them out. I'm gonna plug them occasionally.
No, it's good.
So, if I was flipping through my social studies book and I came across the page with animus on it, what would that page be about? And I know that's tough because you guys are really in the early stages.
So, you mean like the band in general, like what we're about?
Yep.
Honestly, like I, you know, was going through a lot in the past couple of years, and I really wanted to do something with my music that was just like a lot for more for fun, like and just concert on that. And almost, I don't want to use the word like be obnoxious about it, but like it's because it's not a joke to us, and we care very deeply about what we're doing. And like I put a lot of work into what I'm writing and like the emotions and stuff. But the bottom line is that like the group of us really just, we want to have fun with it. And like, we want it to be so enjoyable and just be the thing that takes the stress away and to be like just a little band family, friends that are like, you know, doing stuff outside of just shows and practice and whatever, like just having that friendship and that bond is really important to us. And I know even from like week one, when we first set up things in the basement, my hot water tank blew, and it was like, they were the four guys that were like, okay, what can we do? Like, how can we help? And it really did. It could have been really bad because it could have put down all their equipment that we had just loaded in down there. But it like literally went right through a path between the equipment. So we were like, oh, well, this is a sign. We are supposed to be a band and everything's going to be wonderful. But just fun. Like, I know our name means hostile, and honestly, we all of us can kind of be a-holes more than 50% of the time. But it's just about having a good time and enjoying each other's company and like getting on stage and showing the crowd that we're having a good time and hoping that they enjoy our company too. And it seemed to work out for us at the last show. So
you have a show coming up soon, correct?
Yeah, well, yeah, sort of soon. It's December 13th is our next one. And it is at the Subalpine, which I personally have not played yet, so I am excited for that. It's done by Creatures and Creep Rods, so Amber and Josh brought us on for it. And it's focusing on, like, mental health awareness, especially, like, depression and how it can worsen around the holidays and, like, how music can, you know, help you work through that. Like, I'm actually going to be talking about that in a couple weeks here. So I'm really excited about that. It's something I feel strongly about, and it's a benefit show. So like the proceeds are going to be going to like the mental health project and everything. So it's just should be a good time.
I actually just recently met Josh at a meeting for First Angel Media.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. I think Amber was there too, but I didn't get a chance to speak with her.
Yeah, they're great people. Like, I really appreciate what they do for the scene, and they're both like just really nice people. They were at the show a couple weeks ago too, so it was cool. And I appreciate their support. Like, I honestly just the support that you can find like in the music community, like at least with the people that I deal with, it's just really great.
See, I gave you an easy one there. Now I'm going to get back to the audience.
I mean, yeah, you're going to get back to the hard ones.
Okay, you ready?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. Sorry. If you could go back in time and follow any band around and just learn from them and get tips from them without changing history, which band would you want to follow around?
Oh my God. Like, I don't know if I can pick one band. That's really hard. I know like there's a million other choices that I could say, but me personally, because of my, okay, now my friends are literally laughing at me. They're mimicking me right now. Cause they know what I'm going to say, which is that I would have to go around with Marilyn Manson because I not only am obsessed with him and have been since I was like a 12-year-old girl. But I just think that what he did with his performance aspect and the way that he created an entire persona like that, and then not only created it, but had everybody believing it, because he really can be like such a different person from the person he portrays a lot of the times. And just the way that he got this almost like just visceral reaction from like the entire country, like when he started playing these shows and stuff, I respect that so much. And like, I just would have wanted to be there, especially in like the early days, to see it.
Along those same lines, if you could sit down on a bench for an hour, and I'm sure you've heard this before, and talk to any musician living or dead, who would you want to talk to and what would you ask them about?
I feel like I need prepped for these. I mean, I would say Marilyn Manson for the same reasons, but I think that I don't know, my daughter had me on a the Who kick for a while, but that's not my answer. I don't know.
I have a The Who story from yesterday. Do you want to hear it while you're thinking?
Yeah, go ahead.
All right. So my son, who's 9, was playing Cody Cross, which is like a kind of like a crossword puzzle game. It's an app. And he rattles off the clue, and it's like the band that started in 1969 with blah, blah, blah. I can't remember the exact clue. And it's 6 letters, and there's an H in it. And I'm like, The Who. And he goes, I just read you the clue. I'm like, no, Aiden, The Who. And he goes, but there's no H. I'm like, Aiden, The Who. THEWHO. And he types in, and he goes, oh, The Who.
Those kids, man, kids. That's my daughter compared me to a musician that I was showing to her on online. It's called Lucifina, who I had just like heard of, and I was like, oh, she's so cool, like she sings and she screams and she like even raps and like blah blah blah. And October's just like, yeah, well, like, mom, you do that too, like that's cool. And I was like, oh, like, you're so sweet, kid, you know. And then she follows it up with, but she really sounds kind of like white trashy or something. Oh. I don't remember what she said, like hood. And I was like, thanks, October. But yeah, so in answer to your question, I really, really like the Butcher Babies. I know they're still alive. I was trying to go like older for you. I respect what they did, not only like their voices, and like they do put on a killer show because I've seen them multiple times and gotten to speak to them, and they're like really sweet. But the way that they came back from like the whole like tape over the nipples thing to like being more like mainstream, I thought was really cool, like marketing wise. What else am I answering there?
That works.
Yeah, does that work? Yeah, and like they base like a lot of their influence on Wendy Williams, like from the Plasmatics. So like if I could just get them all in a little group, like them and Wendy, that would be great.
I watched a video of them making pizza. I don't know why, but I watched
of the Butcher Babies?
Yes.
I would absolutely watch a video of the Butcher Babies eating pizza or making pizza or eating it. Either one. Like it all works for me.
I can't remember why I did. I just remember that I did.
Listen, Bill, I'm just saying, I feel like if you were scrolling and there's Carla and Heidi making pizza, like I would stop and watch it too.
I mean, it very well could have been that. It could have popped up on Facebook and I was like, wait, what?
Mm-hmm.
Clickbait.
Yeah, definitely.
See, going along these lines, see, what we're doing here is I'm finding out who your influences are without saying, hey, who influenced you?
Okay. Sneaky.
If you could open for any international touring artist other than Marilyn Manson, who would you want to open for and where would you want the tour to start?
Where would I want the tour to start?
Mm-hmm.
I would want to tour in Europe, first of all, or like overseas. Because I don't know. I just think that their scene is so like crazy or like more or something. And I could be totally wrong because let's be honest, I've never been to Europe or to a show in Europe. But it just seems like there's a lot of influence over there. I would love to tour with the Pretty Reckless. Love Taylor Momsen. Like, I mean that in like every way possible. And I really like, I've covered her songs before and I just respect her a lot as an artist and I respect what she does on stage. I think she brings like a good like presence to the stage. So I think it'd be really fun to tour around with them.
I'm trying to think. That was another one that I came across on Facebook. I haven't really followed them a lot, but I wouldn't mind seeing them live.
Yeah.
But hey, how about I'll ask you one more question and then we'll take a break and I'll ask you a couple more questions and I'll let you go.
Okay. Sounds good.
Okay. So you want an easy one?
Sure. Hit me with an easy one.
Okay. So where can my listeners find Animus online?
Online, literally right now, the only place that you can find us is on Facebook. So it's Animus Butler PA on Facebook.
Okay, so make sure you go give them a like, Animus Butler PA on Facebook. And we'll be right back with a few more questions for Natasha.
All our time seems to fade away.
tonight, if you weren't listening earlier, is Natasha from the band Animus. And we talked a little bit about her influences and a little bit about the band. And I gave her some of my off-the-wall questions that she wished I would have prepped her for. I have bad news.
Oh, no.
Actually, maybe I'll go a little easier on you. So I'm going to ask her a couple more questions and then let her go because she is eating cake for her birthday and kind of stealing that time away from her friends.
Yeah. That's okay. They're sitting here very patiently judging all my answers.
Well, then let's give you a hard one.
Oh, great.
If you were going to create a super group from the local scene for you to manage, so you can't be in a band, who would you put in a band and why?
Can I say that? Okay. My friend Shaylin's here and she's literally sitting across from me going, Jen, Jen, Jen. So obviously there's a million amazing both male and female vocalists in our local scene, but I have always loved Jen Craven, now Craven, since she started with A Common Crown. And I just think that their whole group does a ton for the music scene, and I would absolutely have to have her fronting it, especially because if I didn't, I think Shaylin would literally like jump over the table at me right now. So, but like for the rest of it, I feel like I have, like, shouldn't I have to say my band? Like, they're going to take me out in my own basement if I don't. Like, no, but I
could put that in there. You're not allowed to pick them.
Okay. There. Okay. If that's like out of the running, because honestly, like, they're just really talented. But anyway, now this is another one I should have prepped for. I guess I know some of the local talent that I really admire. I would have to say Justin Cali from Divine Betrayal. I think he's super,
Divine
super
Tragedy.
Oh, yeah. Sorry, can you,
I play
that
both
out?
Of those bands though, so we can play them.
No, I'm thinking I was gonna say Caitlin next, and she used to be Divine Betrayal, now she's Victoria Fire. So yes. Yeah, edit me.
I don't have any of their music. But no. I've seen them live.
Did you see them?
I did. I saw them at Templars, which is a new venue that First Angel Media is running.
Yes. Yeah. Now I lost my train of thought. Matt, obviously, from every one of the 20 million bands that he's in, Matt yes. Fronte. He is an incredible drummer. Who's bass? I would have to put my brother in on bass, even though he's not actually like playing in the local scene right now, but he was back way back in the day with me with a band called Suffer Your Charm, and he is literally the most amazing bass player I've ever heard in my life. Love him. And he's overall talented, so that gives me bass, guitar, drums, vocals. There's a guy named Timmy Rock that played keys for Art of Burning Bridges was where I saw him, and he didn't play for them anymore, but he is a really good keyboard player, and he had a really great like stage presence, so I'd have to throw some keyboards in there.
So the Art of Burning Bridges, Bill and Anthony, I'm trying to think of his stage name currently. Is it Rife for September Morning? I can't remember.
I think you're right. I feel like I can literally picture that in the bottom of a photograph. So
anyway, they have played live in my living room, but as a different band.
Oh, really?
Yes. Well, and Bill was actually here probably about a month and a half on my front porch talking to me.
Oh, buddy. I haven't seen him in forever.
But
I haven't seen any of them.
They have been working on a new album for a while, and I think they're pretty close to releasing it. It kind of got put on hold when the September morning thing came up.
Yeah. Well, I feel like that would put something on hold.
Yeah.
That's an amazing opportunity.
Okay. So I think you still need a guitarist.
Mm.
Unless you don't want one. I mean, the keys could play that.
Well, you give me Zach then, Zach Shepard. He's an incredible guitarist.
Also from A Common Crown and After the Fall.
Mm-hmm. I'm just going to steal their band and like make a new band with like other members that I choose. That's my that's my management technique.
Right, I promise you. I promise you some easy questions.
Yeah, really. Like, that's one that you I needed, like, time to sit down and, like, think out. There had to be, like, a drawing raffle system. Like, all kinds of shit needed to happen for that one.
Do you want to pick? Do you want first pick or do you want second two?
Yeah, exactly. Like, this is a whole draft thing. Like, I would take that seriously. Not, like, after I've drank wine and ate a bunch of cake at my kitchen table. Like, that can't be.
All right, let's see. Hopefully this one's a little easier. Can you tell me about the moment you decided that you wanted to sing?
To sing?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I never shut up when I was younger. Honestly, like, I watched videos and don't know how my mom didn't put duct tape over my mouth because I was obnoxious. But instead of, like, ever saying that, she and my grandmother and like my whole family really just were so like encouraging about everything that I wanted to do. So when I started running around like singing or whatever, they were encouraging about that. And music was always like big, like as an influence for me. My dad played in a band called Love Riot while I was growing up, and they like ended up like touring in Japan and everything. It was really cool, or not touring, competing, and then they won in Japan. But his singer was Lisa Matthews. She currently does like Milkshake now. It's like a kids group, but I always wanted to be Lisa when I was growing up, and I would get like the CDs from him, and then I would go and like make my friends do like performances, and we'd have like talent shows and make all our family watch us. And I think they got sick of it after a while, but I would always sing like Love Riot songs. If I wasn't singing Love Riot songs, I was dancing to like Barbie Girl, like Aqua, you know, Dr. Jones.
I do know that yeah. song.
Yeah, that was, you know, 11-year-old me trying to like dance for my friend's older brother to Dr. Jones and his parents. So it was like, it was a lot, but decided I was not a good dancer at all over the years of growing up, and just always kept up with the singing. And most days I really don't even think I'm very good at that, to be honest, but I really enjoy it. So I'm going to keep doing it anyway. And if people want to keep seeing it, then that's awesome. But yeah, I did like a lot in school. I did musicals and did like soloist like competitions and stuff for chorus, and sang in church choirs, and did like all that, you know, pretty much normal stuff. And then just somehow got more into the heavier side of it.
Is there something that people that have seen you in various in your various entertainment sectors is there something that they would be surprised to find out about you? I had someone tell me a few months ago that they wrote a children's book. So that's the kind of stuff we're looking for.
I feel like there are a lot of things that I could tell you that people possibly listening to this show do not know about me. But I'm not going to do that. I've literally got like red flags going up across the table at me like, stop, don't say it, because I know I will. But I mean, I'm like busy. Like, I'm always busy and I'm always doing a million things. So like, I, you know, was going into homes and like doing pure romance parties and selling sex toys, and I was going to school to like studied criminology and like wanted to eventually become a cop or like do something in forensics. And now I'm not going to do that. I'm going to finish up and then go for sex therapy. And I am in the process of writing a book right now, which I don't know how many people know about that because it went on Facebook like once or twice, but it was just something that's really important to me. And like, I finally stopped working full time to finish school and have more time to focus on it. So I guess there's that. Most of the time, it's just like when people come out to see me, like after I get off stage, if they haven't seen me before, they just like, are like, what, where the hell did that come from? Like, how does that come out of you? Because I'm so soft spoken and like I mumble a lot and like my friends can't understand me half the time. So then when I get up there and like I growl or I'm singing or I'm screaming or attempting to rap Lil Wayne, it's interesting. They're just like, it's like a different person is what they say. They're like, it's just, it's not even the you that we know. It's like this other you. Which is why I have like the alter ego page, because that's something we used to do all the time was call me Black Metal Tosh. And he made up this whole like storyline even before we were in a band. This has been going on for like years about how I'm like so black metal and like burnt down all the churches in Norway and all this like stereotypical stuff that like is assumed by that, you know? And so when we started the band, that was like his big thing. He was like, it's not Natasha fronting this band pretty much. Like it's Black Metal Tosh. That's who I'm playing with. I'm like, okay, here we go.
I have one more question for you.
Okay.
And, I think this one can go either way on the scale of hard or not hard.
I just ramble. So like, honestly, it's fine.
Okay. So, if you could take one album that you've already heard and you absolutely love and erase it completely from your memory so that you could have the experience of hearing it again for the very first time, what album would you want to do that to?
Probably I was going to say a Tool album. But I'm not going to say that. And yeah, as I said it, right? No. And then I was going to say The Plot in You, Happiness is Self-Destruction. And I think that's what I'll go with, because that album and the following album, I had always ignored my friend when she told me to listen to The Plot in You. I was like, I'm so sick of giving me all these damn bands, like blah, 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 blah. And like, I don't have time to check out all of them. And I would like have this list. And then I finally listened to them. And it was just at a time in my life when I really needed it. And it just pulled me through that period or like a lot of things. And when I went and saw them live for the first time with her and our friend Nick, when he was on stage, I was like bawling in the audience. Like people are moshing and like jumping around. And I'm like standing there with tears streaming down my face. And this guy like catches me with his elbow and sends me like flying straight backwards because I'm just standing there crying in the middle of a metal show. Like I should know better, obviously. But I think it would be that one because like I can still listen to that music and I still love it all so much. But it like, you know, music and sound and those, you know, things will leave an impression on you. So I'd rather like be able to basically re-impress it. Do you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And love it for like other reasons so that I don't have to feel that when I hear it. I just want to feel it like fresh and pure, I guess.
Hey, right, so this has been episode 489 of the Pennsylvania Rock Show with Natasha from Animus. I want to thank you for coming on.
Thank you so much for having me.
And make sure you check them out at it's Animus Butler PA on Facebook.
Yes.
I do have a quick story for you once we get off the air. But before we do that, let me mention who is coming up next on the Pennsylvania Rock Show, which will require me to actually be on my website. So if I'm going to parockshow.com, you guys should too while I'm doing this. Skies of Terror will be up next week. followed by Mr. Lisp on the 22nd, The Rust Project on the 29th, Scarlet Sky on December 6th, and the Shadow Event on December 13th. We are slowly approaching episode number 500, which I hope to have a really big surprise for, but we won't let the cat out of the bag yet. So make sure you check us out each and every week at parockshow.com and check out our sister podcast by going to Podcast Your Scene, where you'll also find about 15 other podcasts. But the other one I do is called Three Questions and a Song. We'll catch you next week.
passing speed of 1 million. Cause you're getting fucked by